I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Mackenzie River has been at the heart of this region for far longer than the cities and the citizens its water nurtures. Its vitality will be celebrated on April 1st in the annual Mackenzie Memories event hosted by Mackenzie River Trust at Venue 252 in Eugene. Internationally renowned author Barry Lopez will reflect on the 46 years he's lived along the Upper Mackenzie, and storytellers Billy Ruth Rose and Doyle Hawks will tell tales of growing up there in the Finrock logging camp. Barry Lopez is here with me in the KLCC studios. Thanks for coming in, Barry.
I'm so glad to be here, Rex. Thanks.
Well, the Mackenzie River is a living being and a long-term friend of yours. So if you were going to think about the soul of this river, what comes to mind for you?
Its depth as a teacher. I go down to the river every day, and something new, something deeper, something broader opens up for me.
And what kind of lessons has this teacher given you as primary bits of wisdom?
Well, a trouble that most of us have is the way our moods affect our work and our relationships with other people. And when you apprentice yourself to that river, it reinforces a kind of calmness in you no matter what the weather is. If you saw your moods as weather passing through, and the miracle, if you will, is it just keeps going. It absorbs everything. So what that's telling you is adapt. When very bad stuff or disturbing stuff or challenging stuff comes along, it's foolish to fight it. I've got 46 years of keep going out of the river.
And when you've been keeping going for so long in one place, you not only see the land as it is, you see the land as it has been. And I think that gives you a different perspective on the land as it will be. So yes. What have you seen change, and where do you see it going?
46 years is nothing to live on the side of a river and see how it's changing the land. You can see the record of it. I've found numerous pieces of worked obsidian around the house. That meant that people camped there and napped obsidian, probably were up there in the summer at the upper Mackenzie River and went to the obsidian cliffs there, which are now inside the wilderness area.
In recent history, Finrock was host to a logging camp, which was as much of a community as it was a logging camp. What is important for people to remember about the history of that camp and its present tense?
The great thing about this moment with the Mackenzie River Trust and its cooperating partner, Roseboro Lumber, is that the effort to take care of the river is simultaneously an effort to take care of its human history. I think people are uncomfortable when the effort to preserve something eliminates people, as though we don't belong. The Finrock Camp was a camp for people working for Roseboro Lumber for many, many years, and that's part of the history of the valley. It's part of Lane County's history, and it's also part of the history that gave the river its economic foundation.
One of the things that you've written about is a desire to contribute to a literature of hope. Mm-hmm. And how has the Mackenzie River helped you to do that?
I have been taught, I think, by that river to inquire outside myself about what might be good for humanity and what might be good for the landscapes in which humanity finds itself. I would like at the end of my life to say I had lived up to the expectations of that river.
What do you think those expectations of the river are in terms of our caring for it and relating to it?
If you could imagine that the river had an expectation of us, it would be that we would behave better. We're living in a world more and more on the run. And if we're not paying attention figuratively and literally to the real elders, the rivers and the mountains, we're missing some wisdom. And we have to be listening now more than ever before, because the level of responsibility is so high. Humanity's never been in the difficult position it's in now, purely speaking of biology. And in order to give ourselves a chance, which means answering the question, do you really care what happens to your grandchildren? If we want to say yes, we're going to have to stand by that river and say, in effect, What did we miss, and what can you show us?
Author Barry Lopez, who will speak of his decades of living along the Upper Mackenzie River as part of the 5th Annual Mackenzie Memories event presented by Mackenzie River Trust. It will be held at Venue 252 in Eugene on Friday evening, April 1st. For more information, mackenzieriver.org. And for more on Barry Lopez, barrylopez.com. For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.